This is Beyond the Weather. I'm Dan Bross with Alaska Center for Climate Assessment and Policy Climate Specialist Rick Toman. Last week, we started talking about the importance of satellite observations to weather forecasting, and I want to follow up with a little more detail. Rick, what are geostationary satellites?
The satellites go around the Earth at the same speed that the Earth is rotating. So from the Earth's position, they're always at a fixed point, and they're orbiting at over 30,000 miles above the Earth's surface. They provide full hemisphere. They can see half of the Earth all the time. There's a number of those arrayed around the globe, operated by multiple countries and consortiums, and that's really the backbone of weather satellite information. But especially here in Alaska, we also rely very heavily on satellites that orbit at a much lower altitude, less than 1,000 miles. And these orbit the Earth about once every 100 minutes. The advantage is, because they're much closer to the Earth's surface, that they provide much higher resolution information.
And Alaska gets more out of these type of satellites.
Because of our high latitude, we get many more passes of the satellite over us than they do at low latitudes, where you would only get one a day. Here we would get five or six. And there are multiple of these low Earth orbiting satellites here in the United States, operated by both NOAA and the Department of Defense, that provide not quite continuous, but nearly continuous, but very high resolution imagery.
You know, even if I don't always understand exactly what I'm looking at, satellite atmospheric photos are just amazing images. Thanks, Rick. Beyond the Weather is a cooperative production of KUAC and the Alaska Center for Climate Assessment and Policy at the University of Alaska Fairbanks.